The audio for chapter 10. Jesus, a new covenant. As a divine being, you can always hear the Holy Spirit, unless you choose not to. Thus the lesson, God's voice speaks to me throughout the day. The question is not, how can I hear the Holy Spirit? It is, what is my desire to have an experience of not hearing and following what is most natural to me, the voice for God? Am I willing to see this differently? The Holy Spirit is the symbol for the divine light that is within you. To not follow the Holy Spirit is to deny yourself your daily bread, the divine light within. It is your will to follow the Holy Spirit, because following the Holy Spirit is the true expression of the divine light within, and this is the same as the will of the Father. The expression of divine light through following is happiness. It is a celebration of all the love there is. So why deny yourself this light and happiness of your natural state of being? As expressed in the Course, this is the insanity of this world. A sense of loyalty to a personal identity and the upside-down belief that following this light is death. If you ask me, you will indeed discover that you do believe that following the Holy Spirit is some form of death. Thus, you desire an experience of death, rather than follow divine light, your true nature. If you did not believe it, you would follow the Holy Spirit all the times, because you would be honoring the truth that following is the only means to true happiness. Hearing and following this voice is natural. It is only an idea that it is not. Remember that all objections that arise in the mind to not follow the Holy Spirit are coming from the allegiance to a sense of personal identity, the desire to experience a will separate from God. It is the desire to experience separation which is self-imposed. When you hold on to a sense of personal identity, it is withholding the experience of love from yourself. It is the holding on and denying yourself love, which expresses in your experience as pain. The Holy Spirit does not cause pain. Your divine nature does not know what pain is. Pain is a desired experience. To experience pain and deny divinity. By joining with me to look at beliefs and desires, you will see how simply and easily desire and thus pain can be dispelled, and this will strengthen your willingness to hear and follow my voice, your inner voice for truth. Following the Holy Spirit is not only essential to God's plan, it is essential to the full expression of your being, which is joy. It honors your true identity and quickly ends the investment you have made in suffering. When you follow guidance, the collapse of time is celebration of the acceptance of your natural inheritance. Why would you limit in any manner the joy and peace that is always yours? The doing, I ask of you, is not of the body. Doing is of the spirit and is not of the body. It is of the unified mind wholeness. When I point to do something to correct, I mean be willing to see what is true now. Be willing to accept the correction. Let not anything heavy rest in time upon your holy mind. come quickly unto me, and I will give you rest. Do only that means first and foremost, see what is true now. Forgiveness is to see what is true now, to acknowledge that you can only deny yourself the kingdom of heaven, and that is not your Father's will for you, for perfect happiness. It may seem that I ask of you some movement of the body. When you do only what I ask of you, you are accepting all that love offers you, thus ceasing to deny that love offers you everything. It is only to see that regardless of how the body moves, you are not the body, and you are unchanged by anything of this world. Happiness never depends on what the body seems to do. It is natural to who you are. Your will for perfect happiness is the Father's will, because there is only happiness.